Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are together a lot, the three of us, right? We're in this room every day together.
Feels like a lot.
And yeah. We share a lot. Share our lives.
I'm nervous. What is going on?
I found out that we've recently, our cycles have synced up. As far as
what are you doing, man? Because here's the deal. Like, I'm letting the fourth wall down. A lot of times, we all kind of know what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or we've at least had a conversation, like, during the song where it's like, we're doing, and then it kind of bleeds over onto the air and we just do whatever. Like, literally, we're going in cold right now. I have no idea.
Not a clue.
What you're talking about.
Okay.
And if this gets weird, I will turn this car around. Because you're already making it seem like you're going to say something about us that we don't necessarily want out on the air.
I'm so scared.
I'm legit Blair Witch Project scared right now.
I don't think so.
What are you like?
We recently found out our cycles have aligned.
What do you mean by that?
We've been to the dentist.
Uh-huh.
All recently, like some
the same week.
Exactly,
we all went.
It's weird. It's like the same week.
Cycle,
yeah,
is the cycle that's aligned.
Yeah, and somehow that, I guess you hang out with somebody long enough. Your cycles start to line up. So we just realized, right? Even Eric,
yes,
didn't you go to the dentist too?
Because
I know you did. I did.
Yeah, I was first.
Yeah, because your tooth fell out and you're like, it's fine. I'm
My
going
tooth
anyways.
Fell out while we were talking about poop. It's the weirdest thing. And nobody believed me. They're like, oh, wow, it was weird how you did. And I'm like, my tooth fell out. I held it up in front of them.
Yeah.
It was like, it was hanging on by a thread. And then but I also got a cleaning while I was there. So yes, did you get cleaned?
My cleaning was like a month ago, and then I had a crown put in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're always going to the dentist, and I always take heat because I haven't had any cavities.
Mm-hmm.
I have what you guys say are nice teeth, but you make me feel guilty and bad about it.
No, I think Aaron does.
I do.
I don't make you
But you have nice teeth too. Did you have struggles with it? Is that?
No, but I've had cavities.
She also had braces. Like,
yeah.
Did you have braces?
I had Invisalign. Yeah,
okay.
My senior year. I know, it doesn't
you
really count.
You had to wear them for 1 year?
Yeah.
So your teeth were already...
I hate him.
I didn't have braces. Like, these
Imagine
are just...
trying to make out with those things. Oh, that's what stopped me.
You can just pop them out.
Yeah. Excuse me, honey.
Billie Eilish did that in one of her songs. It was like the very intro of her whole album.
She had her Invisalign in?
Yeah, and she took them out, made the sound, was like, my Invisalign are out, and this is the album, and like started it. So I don't want to hear you complaining.
Okay.
That's kind of hot.
It was cool.
I don't think it's
not hot when
Tiet
does it. No, it's not hot at all. There's something about a girl going like, we're about to make out. When a girl does something that
prepare,
like tells you what's happening next.
Yeah, like a girl spraying some breath spray that before you get, like that would be,
I don't,
I would
I don't
like
necessarily
that.
Like that.
But a guy doing it, it's only creepy. I know
but when
from
a girl
experience.
Does it, it's like, I don't think I want to kiss you if you had to like Febreze it first.
I think it's
you know
like,
what I mean?
No, it's like,
no,
here we go.
No, it's just like, what if we just ate dinner and I'm going to put some gum in?
But if we both had the garlic knots at Crinelli's.
I'm still self-conscious about it.
I don't know, but we're just swapping garlic. I don't, like, that doesn't bother me. I don't, there's something about, like, you know, I don't know.
She's what just, else would
she's
she do?
Grabbing, she's grabbing a Massengill when you're, like, you've been making out for a while. She's like, hold on, I need to go clean that, clean the area first. that's not hot. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
If she's got a,
like, I think the breast spray is, though.
I don't.
That would be, it's like, buckle up, buddy.
Also,
we're gonna make out.
Don't you want to? God, there's just nothing I can say. I'm more into the naturalness of it all. I don't want to make out with mint. I want to make out with you, and not you specifically.
I stopped that audio. Isolate that.
Don't you cut the audio?
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking to.
I'm leaving a mark for myself for later.
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
because well, there's something, I've said this before, whatever your stupid dental alignment cycle, uh-huh. We're going to get back to that, but I've said, oh God, I keep walking, why do I keep talking?
Go ahead.
If you get out of the shower, if we're dating and you get out of the shower, it's like, let's get busy, it's like,
go run some
laps. Yeah, just hit once around the block real quick.
Yeah, but it doesn't go the other way. I don't disagree, but it's, my wife would never tell me to go run around the block.
Correct. That's why, you know, I think I was saying,
she'd be like, shower again. Double check it. You know?
In fact, I'll slide the bedroom.
Yeah, the mirror's not quite steamy yet. I don't know. Were you in there long enough? She's checking my toothbrush to make sure it's bone dry. No.
I'm more into to quote Mr. Pacino, I'm into the scent of a woman. Like, so I would think if she was like with breath spray, I'd be like, no, I want to see if our chemicals.
What were we talking about originally?
I don't know. Our cycles aligning at the dentist.
Aligning, yes.
There's Tieg at the dentist.
Well, so I always have to deal with it because you guys make me feel guilty about having nice teeth no cavities and stuff.
Which, I'm just jealous.
Which is fine.
Which is, I'll admit it.
And it's a good problem to have. Like, I'll take the heat because I feel guilty. Even my sisters both had braces and stuff, like real braces for a long time, and I didn't. So I got off pretty easy. But I got some news at the last dentist appointment that I don't have it off so easy. I want to see if you guys could do this or not, or if you can relate to my struggle a little bit.
If this isn't a full-blown struggle, I'm coming over there and thumping you.
Just play the song then. You could just get out of this.
What is it?
So my gums are receding. So first of all, I would like to say, Aaron, you are correct. You are not supposed to very hard. My whole life, it's been a game.
If you have an electronic toothbrush, you are not supposed to scrub. You're supposed to let the toothbrush head do its job.
Mm-hmm. That was confirmed at this last appointment. Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
It's a thing. It feels like you scrub harder, you're getting them cleaner, right? But no, they said no. You're not supposed to do that.
If I'm being honest, since that day, I've stopped doing it, but I did not want to give her any credit. I literally have held
it's
in,
okay.
But I'm just like,
I like felt it in the universe. I was like, Slacker, stop scrubbing.
I did stop scrubbing that day because other listeners texted in like, you moron. I'm like, all right, I get it.
Okay. So that's what I need to work on. I'm literally like eroding my gums. I'm brushing so hard. So I need to stop doing that. And I use Sensodyne, the sensitive toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I'm not really seeing results. And my dentist said, well, are you rinsing after you brush? And I said, of course. She said,
don't
with
do that.
Sensodyne, you're not supposed to. So for the last couple weeks or so, I've had to brush, and then you just spit, and then just...
leave it.
Walk away.
Yeah.
With still kind of...
So you can feel the grainy on your...
Still kind of a little toothpaste in there, but you spit most of it out, and that's the life I've been living now. So it's not all roses over here. Could you do that?
No!
I did do that for a bit, but now I have a special mouthwash that I have to use after because of my dental issues.
Oh.
So...
Okay. But, so yours are still worse.
If you were thinking about making out with any of those people,
I'm right here. You are.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.